Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI and Miles Fan Travel, who offer you top-notch service and expertise for all your vacation needs. And if it's time for your next Disney fix, then it's time to visit the vacation planners at MEI-travel.com, MouseFanTravel.com, or click on their banner at MickeyMilesPodcast.com.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Smith from Lake Placid, Florida, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 114 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show is, as always, Dr. Michelle Scribner-McLean. Michelle, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. Very well. How are you today?
I am doing okay for the day of the week that we are recording this on.
Yeah, we're trying to get some in the can, as Mike likes to say, because we're getting ready for doing Wine and Dine and all the other crazy things that happen.
Amazing, yes. A lot of things this time of year. Very, very busy time of year coming
training,
up.
Training. I have a shout-out today, and it is to one of our listeners whose name is Frank Lampson, and he just reported on one of our Saturday check-ins on his great success running. So just a quick and simple shout-out to Frank. Yay, Frank. So are we ready to start the show, Mike?
Ready to start the show. And Michelle, I think it's about time that maybe you do some do what you do so well, and maybe you can serve as the mistress of ceremonies for this particular podcast.
Okay, Mike, you're going to take a back seat on this one?
I'm going to take a back seat.
Okay. Well, it is my pleasure to introduce this podcast today. We're going to be talking about something really, really interesting that is kind of tangential to Disney running, but very much in Orlando and very important. We are going to be talking about Give Kids the World and a special event they have there called the Gingerbread Run. And to help us do that, we have two guests. And the first guest we have tonight is the director of special events at Give Kids the World. Her name is Lisa Burton-Quina. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
And our other special guest is somebody who is near and dear to my heart. Not that Lisa isn't, but this special guest I have known for decades, many, many years. And she is Karen Skilling. And Karen has been a volunteer at Give Kids the World for 19 years and has run the Gingerbread Run. So we wanted to have her on the show. Welcome, Karen.
Hi, thank you.
So we wanted to have you guys on because this is, I know that speaking with Karen over the years, we know what a special place Give Kids the World is. And we wanted to introduce our listeners to just overall what it is and then a little bit more about how this run helps Give Kids the World and then how people might sign up if they want to. So, Lisa, can we start with you? Can you tell us a little bit about Give Kids the World?
Sure. Well, the way I kind of like to describe Give Kids the World is we're a 70-acre fairy tale resort. And what we do is we make wishes come true for children with life-threatening illnesses. Now, not a lot of people know who Give Kids the World is, but a lot of people know, for example, who Make-A-Wish is. So Make-A-Wish is just one of the wish organizations that we actually work with. And we work with 250 different wish organizations similar to Make-A-Wish all over the world. And so when a child's wish is to meet Cinderella or come in, hang out with Spider-Man or something that involves Orlando and the Disney theme parks or SeaWorld or any of the other theme parks, they end up coming to us at Give Kids the World. We're the fairy tale resort where they get to stay. And as soon as that family steps off the plane, we get to treat them right like royalty. And they become ours. They come out to Give Kids the World Village. We put them up in a beautiful two-bedroom condominium. We have events for them at the village every single night. It's a whole fairy tale resort that the families get to enjoy while they're coming to visit Orlando and have that child's wish come true.
And how long has it been around?
Give Kids the World has been around for 25 years.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. And it's very near Disney, right?
Yes, we're just on 192, Highway 192. We're probably about 10 or 15 minutes away from Disney World.
And I have a feeling that you couldn't do what you do without volunteers like Karen, right? You have a lot of volunteers. I actually know we have a good friend of ours, Sid Farsi, who's a volunteer there too at times. But I know Karen does a lot. So how do you depend on volunteers there?
Well, we actually fill 1,400 volunteer shifts per week, believe it or not.
Wow.
You know, there's a lot of things that we do to make the family stay. You know, it's our responsibility to provide this family with the most magical and enjoyable fantasy vacation that they've ever had, because we're making a wish come true. And so we just couldn't do it without the help of our volunteers. There's really only 120 staff that work at Give Kids the World, and the rest of it, it's the volunteers. I mean, they help us deliver cookies to the kids all day long in a cookie cart. They help us drive the families around in trains. They help us to put gifts into the villas for the children every single day. They help us with all the events at night when we celebrate Christmas or celebrate Halloween each week. Every night of the week, you know, every night we have something different, and it's the volunteers that come out and dress up in Halloween costumes or dress up in different costumes and help us do the parades and the entertainment for the family. So we really couldn't provide such a magical experience if it wasn't for all the volunteers that we have.
Lisa, I just want to qualify. I have a question, but I also want to qualify where you're located, because there are a lot of people who visit Orlando, may not be that familiar with 192, but I believe that Give Kids the World Village is just a little bit beyond what a lot of people know, and that is medieval times, and it's right behind the Walmart that's right after medieval times. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. We're only maybe 2 minutes from medieval times. So if you see medieval times, you'll see the Walmart, and then there's a road called Bass Road, and we're just down that road. So we're very, very close to medieval times.
Okay, just wanted to make sure that everybody knew where that location was, so that they could visit you. And my question is, what is the age range of the children who you service?
We make wishes come true for children from ages 3 to 18 years old. And then the children, they qualify. What they do is they qualify through a wish organization like Make-A-Wish or Children's Wish Foundation. And then once they qualify, the wish organization will get them to us at Give Kids the World, and then we take the wish from there.
And how long do they usually stay with you?
They're there with us for 7 days if they're from the United States, or if they're international, then they're there with us for 10 days.
Oh, that's neat. So, Karen, can you tell us a little bit about some of the volunteer things that you've done? Because I know you've done a lot in 19 years.
Yeah, I've worked in various different capacities there. I was there this afternoon serving ice cream in the Ice Cream Palace, which is great fun. And one of the special things, and kind of another fundraiser that can happen for Give Kids the World, is ice cream for breakfast. A lot of organizations will do an ice cream for breakfast fundraiser. And because the Ice Cream Palace is open from 7:30 in the morning till, I believe, 9 o'clock at night, and serve ice cream all day. And so it's just great fun to see the kids' eyes light up when you're in there and you hand them their banana split or a milkshake or just an ice cream cone, and, you know, they just adore it. But I've worked in the gingerbread house serving dinner. Families go to the gingerbread house every morning for breakfast and every evening for dinner. And my very first job volunteering at Give Kids the World was running the carousel, which is attached to the Castle of Miracles at the Give Kids the World Village, and just great fun. I've been involved in various different special events, help wherever I can. I was there for a very special thing this morning, where it was the little girl, was her birthday, and she wished for Ms. Mary, who is one of our characters, ambassador of Give Kids the World, as well as Mayor Clayton is kind of the head ambassador of Give Kids the World. He's a 6-foot rabbit who wears glasses. And so Ms. Mary this morning went to the villa and woke the little girl up and had birthday balloon for her, and just started her celebration day off very well. So been very involved with the character program, helped them out. And pretty much any capacity at the village when, you know, they call or I hear that they need help, I'm there. I know Lisa from being on the gingerbread run committee with her. She's kind of leading the committee, and I'm there to lend a hand.
That's wonderful. So I just have one more question about volunteering, which is, I know that you live in Orlando and you've volunteered for years, but based on the conversations that you and I had this summer, you don't have to live in Orlando to volunteer, right?
No, not at all. There's a lot of groups that will come. There's a lot of college groups, like during their spring break, that will bring students and just spend a whole week doing nothing but volunteering various different areas in terms of like doing landscaping or cleaning up or painting, working in all the different venues across the village.
Lisa, one of the main reasons why we wanted to have you come on the show is we wanted to give some publicity to the 2013 Gingerbread Run, which is a 5K run. And it's your fifth year presenting this, and it will take place on Saturday, November 2nd, at the opening ceremony is at 7:30, and the race starts at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And it will take place at the Give the Kids the World Village, which is, again, on 210 South Pass Road, Kissimmee, Florida, which is 192, just past Medieval Times and behind Walmart. So could you tell us a little bit about the history of this race?
Well, it started out 5 years ago as a fun run, and we didn't have a whole lot of participants at the time. But the event has just grown and grown every year. This year we're expecting about 1,600 participants. So it's more than doubled just in the last couple of years. And the event just gets bigger and better every year. This is, you know, a rare opportunity that the public, because Give Kids the World is not open to the public. We're open to just wish families. So this is an opportunity for the public to be able to come to Give Kids the World and actually see what we're all about. They get to run through the fairy tale forest and run through the village and past old Elmer, our snoring tree. And they even get to run past our Candyland, which is the world's largest Candyland game, which is on our property. So it's a really exciting event. We have activities for the kids. We have balloon animals and face painting. And we've got all kinds of characters that come out. And we even have Nickelodeon is one of our sponsors. And they come out with SpongeBob and Dora. And we've got superheroes there. It's really a lot of fun and it's exciting. And what I think is really special about our event is that you get to actually run past the families that are staying there. And they come out in their driveways and they wave to you and you get to see the kids and even some of them participate. So, I mean, what other event can you, you know, go to that you're raising money for that you actually get to see the people you're raising the money for? So it's very, very special. It's a whole lot of fun and we encourage everybody to sign up.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm wondering if someone is running through your village and sees all the children and gets this real warm feeling all over, my guess is that some of the participants in these runs end up becoming volunteers. Is that true?
Oh, yes. A lot of them do. Because I think when you see the village in person, it really, I mean, you fall in love with it. You see the kids having so much fun. You see, you know, the parents, the look on the parents' face as they watch their child ride a carousel for the first time, you know, because we have a wheelchair accessible carousel there. And some kids don't ever get to ride a circus ride and they'll go on that thing for hours. So, I mean, it's really touching when you see something like that and you really see the impact that you're having on these families and what you're giving to them. And so people fall in love with it and they can't help but want to come back and volunteer. We even have a lot of wish families that after their stay will want to come back and volunteer at the village. And we have several coming back this year for the Gingerbread Run, too, because they just want to give back so badly because it affected them so profoundly that they want to be able to do that for somebody else.
So does that mean that folks who are pushing strollers or in wheelchairs can do this event, too?
Absolutely. We had a mother last year who pushed her daughter in a wheelchair. Her daughter's older, with a disability, and pushed her daughter the whole way through in the wheelchair. So you walk it, you run it, however you want to do it. It is a timed professional race. So for those professional runners that want to come out, and it's a certified course and it is timed. So if you want to compete, there's that element to it. But if you just want to walk and you want to push your baby in a stroller or you want to come out in a wheelchair, you're more than welcome to do that as well. So it's for everybody.
Oh, it sounds like a great family event. And I'm looking at your event shirts, and they're adorable. It's a
yeah.
running gingerbread man. And you get a different shirt based on what level of fundraiser you are. So Karen and I, as I said, have known each other for years, and she knows that we do this podcast. And I've been trying to get Karen to do a Disney run for a while. But I know that a few years ago she did this gingerbread run, didn't she, Karen?
Yeah, well, last year I didn't run it. I did work on the planning committee, and I volunteered day of the event. But in previous years, I had run it, and oh my gosh, it is just such a fun time with the excitement and just so much enthusiasm and such a variety of people that are running and participating in it. And of course, all the entertainment all along the way, and nothing beats going through and seeing the amazing Give Kids the World Village. And I do work out regularly. Running has never really been my thing. But I do, you know, like step classes and cycling classes and Zumba and those kind of things. So at least I had, you know, built up some cardio endurance.
So do you think this would be a good race for people who are maybe just doing couch to 5K and just doing their first race? Because it sounds like it's very friendly and low pressure.
Oh, completely. And I mean, there's, you know, you do get a few people at the very beginning of the race, but they get up at the front of the start line and they're there to get their time and everything. But for the most part, you know, it really is just a fun event. People just wanting to have a good time and encourage each other. You know, you see very fit, athletic people. You see people that, you know, aren't so fit, but either way, they're just having a great time.
Cool.
And, you know, before the first time I ran, it was maybe like, I don't know, 3 weeks or a month ahead. I said, I signed up for this race and I raised this money. I guess I've got to do it. So, you know, I calculated out the distance and, you know, started slowly and worked my way up to doing the 5K, and was very proud of myself the first time I ran it. I ran the whole way and didn't need to stop or walk. but it did take a couple times of practicing and warming up to get ready for that.
Cool.
So I'm looking at the event schedule for that day, and it's just jam-packed with all types of things going on. And it's more than just a race. It's just a celebration. It seems like a party, and it just looks like a lot of fun. And with that, I think it's time that we tell everybody who's listening to this podcast who may be interested in participating just how to register. So, Lisa, would you like to tell us how to go about registering for this race?
I would love to. All you have to do is go to our website, www.gingerbreadrun.org. And click on the register button. It's $25 for adults to register, $10 for kids up to 18 years old. And if you're not in the Orlando area and you cannot make it to the run, you can still sign up as a virtual participant, and you can raise money online to help support Give Kids the World Village. And if you raise $100, we will even send you an official Gingerbread Run t-shirt. So it's meant for everybody, and anybody can come out and help us out. I do want to encourage people to sign up sooner rather than later, because we do, we've only got 300 spots left. We have to cut it off at about 1,600 participants, because the village can only hold so many people. So, we had 77 people sign up, just over one weekend. And so they're coming in fast and furious right now. So definitely sign up, right away if you'd like to attend.
So you don't have to be from Orlando. I just want to clarify. You can be visiting Orlando on that day, November 2nd. But if you're not going to be in the area, you could do the virtual run.
Exactly.
Very, very nice. So, you know, I really wish that I could do this. Maybe someday. I'll be in town the following week, but not on that weekend. But Karen, are you going to do it this year?
I am doing it this year. I set my goal pretty high in my fundraising efforts, and I've been doing well so far. Getting down to the wire, but I'm being optimistic.
Did you send me that link, Karen? Did you send me the link? Did I already give?
I think you may have already given.
Okay. Let me know if I haven't.
I will remind you.
Okay. Thank you.
But when you do sign up and register, you get a first giving page, and they make it very easy for you to set up a fundraising page that you can easily share via email with friends, Facebook. That's what I do, you know, regularly, is just keep reposting it on Facebook. And every time I do, I have somebody who donates a little bit more. So I'm up to raising $900 right now. My goal is for 2000 and just going to keep plugging along. I just see every time I'm there, the wonderful, miraculous things that Give Kids a World does for these families. And I'm actually asked often, how do I volunteer there? Isn't it sad? And you know, it really isn't. It's truly one of the most amazing, happiest places to be. And I feel like personally, there's nothing I can really do to take their illness away. But I can just give these children literally the time of their lives and create some very, very special memories for the children and their families, and to give them some hope and strength to go home and keep fighting their illness.
That's great. Well, I think that's a terrific way to end it. So I want to thank our guests, Lisa, for coming on, and Karen. And we hope that we do see some listeners of the Mickey Miles podcast signing up for this. I think I would if I could. And for my co-host, Mike Scopa, this is Michelle Scribner-McLean, and we will see you on the road.
The Mickey Miles podcast has been brought to you by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. And there's no time like the present to think about your next Disney trip, and no one better to make it come true than the vacation planners at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. So when you're ready for your next visit to see Mickey, first visit MEI-travel.com, mousefantravel.com, or click on their banner at MickeyMilesPodcast.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. And we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.